Jim did everything he could to get Susan Meyer to laugh. He tried racial humor.
So guess what time Chinese people go to the dentist? 2:30. Get it? The tooth? 30. So funny. I love that.
He tried to be engagingly risque.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him. You know what a rectum is, right?
He even tried gentle teasing.
No, you see, by comparing you to a Nazi, I was making the point that you're so not a Nazi.
And just like, when Jim thought the day couldn't get any worse.
Oh! Ow! Oh!
It did.
Okay, Jim, I need you to look up and down. So, how'd this happen?
It was an accident.
Oh, I don't know about that. Some cultures, headbutting is a mating ritual. Yeah.
Dr. McCready, can I talk to you about my head away from the draft?
Yeah. Call me Dr. Ron. Everyone does.
Dr. Ron, I need you to pretend there's something wrong with me and admit me for the night.
I'm sorry.
This is the worst date I have ever been on in my life. That man is the most obnoxious, offensive, annoying human being. And you're looking at me like I'm crazy right now, but I will be if I spend one more second with him. So you got to help me. You got to do something. It's my mental health. My mental health. You took an oath.
Could you let go of my lapel, please?
Sorry.
Listen, I'm sorry your date's not going well, but I can't admit you, Susan.
Right.
Jim, let's take a look at those reflexes.
Hey, I got a joke for you. Doctor, what's the correct medical term for the circumcision of a rabbit? Hair cut.
Jim, I'm going to need to keep you here for a while and run some tests.
Really?
I'm still worried about that bump.
Oh, that's still...
And Susan, you're good to go.
And though it only lasted a moment, Jim caught the look that passed between his date and his doctor.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ron.
And he suddenly got the feeling the joke was on him.